Good morning.
And now, the starting lineup for the Plan B Morning Show.
Boo! You guys suck.
You're booing yourself, dude.
Boo! Get out of here, you bums.
Just give yourself a chance, would you?
Nope. Booing me. I deserve it. We deserve it. All right, let's get to it. It's 8:14. It's time for your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
Got to chat with her the other day for the Scream Yellow Summer. It was great. This is a typical WTF. A 20-year-old guy in Deltona, Florida. Deltona, Florida? Is that a real place?
It's the knockoff version of Daytona.
Did you say you're from Daytona? No. Deltona. Oh. It's just down the road from Daytona. His name is Joshua Job, and he's been chatting with an escort online during the pandemic. Her name was Dallas Wass. She's 35.
Not her real name there, Jonas. Is
no.
That his name is?
Joshua. He found her on a site called Escort Fish 2 months ago, at escortfish.com. Mm-hmm. And they met up to get it on. She agreed to have sex with him twice in June for $95 a pop. Is that it? $95? That's all this hooker is charging. Ooh,
$100. You get that Walmart discount, you know.
They met up again early Wednesday, but he was a little short on cash this time. When she arrived in an alley to meet him, he told her he only had $5. So she yelled at him for wasting her time and left. But then Jeez. He texted and asked her to come back. So she did, along with her pimp, and they beat him unconscious. When he came to, he realized they'd stolen both Damn. Of his cell phones. They'd also taken his $5. He ended up with a broken nose, cuts and bruises on his face, and needed several stitches to close a gash on his cheek.
Wait, so is this legal? What's going on here?
It's
through a website. I mean,
I honestly don't know how it works in Florida.
It can't be legal. There's no way.
Is prostitution legal?
Is there like a loophole? Like Florida? If you do it online,
Let's see. However, Florida, it is still illegal. It's a criminal offense that can be punished with a sentence in Florida State Prison, $5,000 for the first offense. So it's not illegal. I don't know.
Maybe it's one of those things like it's a prostitution, but if you videotape it, it's porno, yeah. So it's okay.
If you're a cop, you got to tell me. I don't know about this. And here's the other thing. He had two cell phones. Why did he have so he has two cell phones, but not the $95 to pay the hooker?
He's married.
He's married. I don't. A 20-year-old guy? I don't think he is.
Something. Either that or he's got a drug phone.
You know,
it's a burner. There's a burner phone in there for some reason. Nobody just walks around with two phones.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's a lot of unanswered questions. I do think, I mean, I don't want anyone to get injured, but the fact that he got beat up by a hooker and her pimp is kind of comical.
You're at work using the work's internet. Type in, what was that website again?
It is escortfish.com. Engineer Terry, this is strictly for work.
For research, yeah.
Escort Fish. I'm just going to do Escort Fish and see what happens. Escortfish.ch. I don't trust that one bit. I'm not clicking it. Hey, there's Terry's one for Detroit.
Click the Detroit one.
No.
It's legit.
I am not. No, because I've already gotten viruses on this computer before, and Engineer Terry was pissed at me. So I am not. If it was .com.
Not only do you get a virus from the escort, you get one on your computer.
On your computer. Damn it. If it was .com, I'd totally click it, but I don't trust this one. So nice try, internet. You almost got me on that one.
You're going to click it as soon as you get off air. You're going to click it. I know you are.
It's for research purposes. That's your WTF.